Daf Mem on the base here, by the first Mishnah. Here it says, Oizin ha-gedi hoisa kfula. Let's say the ear of the gedi of the kid of the young goat was doubled over. So that's also called a mum. Omr chom said back, bizman shu etzim echot mum. It depends. If it's one bone, like one tanuch, one inside, that's a mum. But bizman shein by etzim, there's no bone there, then ain't a mum, that's not called a mum. So Rashi explains, a gedi has kfulu mean has shleish tosh, they had two ears to it, on one side, an ear inside an ear, so that's called a mum. But if it's one bone, Rashi says, shein le mele tnuch echot, shenichvot tnuch el yinotech, nishchav lamata, okay, that's called a mum. If it's only one bone, so like I said, that part got folded over, that's called a mum. But the main mechad, Rashi Shatznuch Mavdom, it's like two separate ears, just one inside another one, that's not called a mum. That doesn't bother us. It's only if it's like one ear that's folded over, looks like two, that's a mum. But if it's two separate ears, just in the same place, that's okay. That's called the Zman Shem Etzem Echad, it's a mum. It's one bone, really it's one, just folded over, that's a mum. But doesn't have a Yeshon Shem Etzem. Ain't a mum. Yeah, doesn't have it. So it's not one bone. It means it's two bones. It means the gesher should be inside. V'im ainu etzem echot, but rather two etzems. Then it's not a mum. Hey, Rashi, it's not very. When you have four legs, when you have five legs, you could see clearly the mum. But here, one ear inside another ear, you can't see it. So if it's not a mum, shavaseisa. Therefore, it's not a mum shavagolu. Therefore, it's not a mum. Alamish says, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Eimer. Zonov Hagdi. If you have the tail of this kid, Shudoim L'shol Chazir, it looks like a pig's one, or else V'shein Bo Sholesh Chuyis, it doesn't have like three vertebrates to it, as a raised mum, that's also called a mum. So I'll explain what this is. Tanar Banon like this, Piv Bolum V'raglov Mavumais Machmas Saruach Ene Mum, but Machmas Etzem a raised mum. Rashi says, Pum Bolam means if the pear is Bolam is cut so small. That's called Piv Bolam, it's small. Or else for Raglov Mavumais, also Ktsoros, Baruch is not so wide. So if the feet tasteless are not so wide. So it depends why. Machmas Hareyach is Einimum. Rashi says, Machmarech means Shein, but Lareyach, Kokach Pepeh. There's no room there, pressure for the mouth to open up. For loybiets and loybebosar, as for simen a mum. If just time it's a small mouth, then it's not called a mum. But machmas etzem arays a mum. If really the mouth itself is big enough, wide enough to open up, just the jaw is closed tight, so that's called a mum. If because of the bone, the jaw, that's what keeps the mouth closed, that's called a mum. Oznov kfulov, if the ears are folded over, bechaschusum, achas harays a mum. Again, if it's like one tanuch, one inside too, it's like one ear, just fold it over, that's called a mum. But v'shtei chaschusis, that's like two tanuchs, two insides to it, then ain't a mum. It's like each one's a separate ear, and like Rashi said in the Mishnah, you can't tell, you can't see it, therefore it's not called a mum. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, zonav hagdi, the tail of a kid, shudoim l'shachazir, it's like the pigs, that's also called a mum. Some Rapapa says, Loi taima de ketina, don't say stam, it's a small a tail, that's not the only pshat, el rather de kricha, it means that it's turned or twisted around. De kricha, afal gav de alim, even though it's a thick one, but since it's twisted around, that makes it a mum. Usually a kid's is not that way. Here, if it's a kricha, Rashi says, agula, shezonav atle, usually the tail of a tle, this young goat, is rochvo yasuva, it's a little wider than the thickness of it, so it's not like a circle. But if it looks like a circle, that's like a chazir, that makes it into a mum. Oy shein bo shalosh chuyis, it doesn't have three vertebrates. Omer Rav Huna, bigdi shtayim harez the mum. If by a kid tail, if it has only two, it's called a mum. Shalosh shein a mum, if it has three, it's not called a mum. That's by the young one. But the tle, an older one, Sholosh harez a mum, if it has three vertebrates, that's a mum. Arbu ain't a mum, if it has four, then it's not a mum. Mesa have a question, it says, Bigdi achas harez a mum. If it has only one chulia there, that's called a mum. But shtayim ready is ain't a mum. The same thing, but tle, it says here, shtayim ain't a mum. But Shtayim Harezimun, that's called the Mum. But Shola Shayna Mum, Sakhur, it's a Stira. Samara says, Tiyufta the Rafuna, it's a Stira and Rafuna, it's a Kash and Rafuna, unlike Rafuna. And Rafuna said, two of them is a Mum, and Sholosh is not. And here it's Mashma. Yeah, one is a Mum, the two makes it into a Mum. Samara says, Rafuna really must be Snafisi, made a mistake from the Mishnah. Iyusavi, he thought, Midiresha B'gdi, since the beginning, we're talking about a G'di, a young one. Say for another B'gdi, the tale is also talking about a young one. But V'loi, it's not true. Resha B'gdi, the Sefer B'tleh. The Sefer, that's what it says, three. If she doesn't have three, it's called the Mum. That's only by Tleh, big one. But by a young one, and it's a Mum even with two. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus Oimer, Es Sheyabeles B'Einov, if there's a Yabeles in the Yenov, we'll soon see that's like a growth in the eye. The Shenifkam Etzem Yodoy, Rosh Nifsak, if the bone of its front legs were broken, or else for Raglav of the back legs, for Shenifrak Atzmoy Minapiv, or Shenifsak was the same thing, but Shenifsak Atzmoy Shelpiv, if by the mouth itself, it was split there. Shenifrak atzma shapiv. Rashi says, "Min sharshinayim kvuyim boy, or olamala min achutin." The achutin gufa filu nifkum or nifkum aznami. See, it's a little bit above where there. This is what shenifseka atzma shapiv. That's like the gums of the mouth. So that's called the mum. Now, eino yachas gedolah. If one eye is bigger, of yachas ktana, one is smaller. Oznoi ech gedolah, one ear is big, v'yachas kana, one is small. V'mara avloi b'midah, means that you could look at it and tell that one is bigger than the other, but not just if you look, you can't tell, you have to measure it out. That's not enough. You have to be able to look and tell. It has to be very, one is much bigger than the other one. We have Yudu Aimer shtei beitzav, it has two beitzim, achas gedolah kishtayim shabachaverta, one is like twice as big as the other one. That's also called the mum. But the chum did not agree on this. Rashi's Rav Yehuda they go and list loch of Rav Yehuda. They don't agree that that's called the mum. So Morris says, "Lameimu, you want to tell me the yabel is this growth heavy muma, like a growth on the eye, is also called the mum? That what that you could shecht on it?" Or Minu, I have a question. It says next Mishnah later, v'yelu shein shecht malayim. These are the things that you cannot shecht. I mean, you can't bring it for korban. Loy b'mikdash, you can't shecht it in the base of mikdash. It's possible for korban, but loy b'medina. If it's a mum on a bechor, it's not matter you to shecht it pachutz. Baal gorav, if it has a skin, or baal yabeles, if it has a growth on it like a wood, so it's a stira. Here it's mashma yabeles is called a mum, that you could even shecht the bechor because of it. And later it's mashma no. Was with Tisbro, this is the answer what you're saying. It says in the Torah about this. It says in the Postik, Yabelis Biraisa. That's a good mum. Elwe Kasha. I'll tell you how the goof for her beinoi. One is talking about the goof on the body itself. One is talking about the eye. So Rashi says, the goofoi loy mum gomer. If you only have the wood, the growth on its body, that's not a mum gomer. You can't bring it for korban, but you can't shech the bachutz either. But after our Mishnah says it is a mum, that's in the eye. So Moses says, Michti, let's see. Cross doma. The Pasuk says tam. Mali begufa, mali b'yena. What's the difference if it's in the gufa or in the eye? Both places mashmit a mum. Moses says, true. El lakashna nostir. I'll tell you, hod yis bayetzim. One is where there's a bone there. Hod les bayetzim. Means in this growth, the wood, what's growing out. If there's a bone, it's hard, then it's a mum. If it's not hard, like it doesn't have a bone there, it's not a mum. So the crow, the yispei muma, the yispei etzem, the apostle is talking about where it's hard, that it has like a bone there. Mas nisna mishnah, the less etzem doesn't have a bone. So b'yena of heavy muma, if it doesn't have a bone in this ward, it's like a soft one, so it depends. In the eye, it's called a mum. But the goof on the heavy muma, on the body, if it just comes into the body, that's not called a mum. So Mora says, the less etzem a goofa, psula heve, if you tell me that a growth of skin that doesn't, it's not hard, it has no bone there on the body, makes it possible, it's not kosher for korban. Why? Hare total biyamus, that's like a hanging piece of skin. Like, what should be wrong with it? If it's soft, it's not hard, why should that be a mum? And the Mor brings the proof. The Tanan we learned, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Balei HaTiltin, Psulim Biyodim, a Kayin that has these Tiltin, these strings of skin hanging off, that's Posel. But Uksherim B'Behema, but says clearly, let her bring it for Korban even. It's Kosher for Behema, for Korban. Gemara says rather Elidividibienoi. Both are talking about what has a wound in the, a ward in the eye. Flakashia. Ha bishok or ha belofen. One is talking about the black of the eye, one is talking about the white of the eye. He's on the goof, the body itself, it's not a mum if it's soft. Only in the eye it's a mum, and even there it depends. One is where it's black, in the black there, one's in the white. For the most question, we learned Vuain Mumin beloved. We had before that in the white of the eye there's no mum at all. So she'd even be kosher for carbon also then. Elder Gemara says, E D V D beloved. No, could be both talking about the white. V'yomoresh lokesh lakasher. Hod yis bosar, hod les bosar. If the wood has hair growing on it, that makes it terrible. That's a mum. So even though usually on the eye there's no mum, but here that it has hair growing there, that makes it worse. So even though it's on the white of the eye, but if this wood has hair growing on it, that's a mum. This is what? Eino yachas gedol, if one eye is big and one is small, tanu learn like this, gedola means kishal egel, means it's very big like a calf's. Kitana kishal av is mamish like a duck's. There's a big difference between one eye and the other eye. That's called the mum. Ozno yachas gedol, for Rabban and the Gemara's question, at kama, how much would it be a mum? Tan yachir moimrim, afilu eino lishniya, el kapul kshera. The Chacham say, as long as he has two beitzim there, even though one is small, even though it's as small as a kapul, as a bean, still it's called a beitz, and it's not called a psul. Rashi says, lo hodlach bebeitzim, ad kamatei chaverta katana de machshirei. It doesn't matter how small it is, even though it's only the size of a kapul, of a bean, still it's not called a mum. Since the mice that has two beitzim, they hold its kosher. Now the Mishnah says, zon of a egel, the tail of a calf, Shainu my ghastly arkuf, it doesn't reach down to halfway down like by its ankle, by its knee, we'll soon see. So if it doesn't reach down to its knee, that's called a mum. Omer Chom the Chom said back that called Hamar Besagolim, Rashi learned that it's explaining the Tanakhama. The Chom agree and say whoever raises calves, calls, it's like this, Cain, it's like that. The Kolzaman Shi Magadlim, Hainim Tochus. The calls the man, they're growing, they become bigger and bigger, meaning to say the tail always has to reach, it's like knee. And if it doesn't reach the knee, then it's like a mum. Now, Isaiah Arkav, what's called the Arkav over here? Shomru, so Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, the Arkav should be emtsayerach, like in the middle of the thigh. In the middle of the back legs, mamish like by the knee, where it bends there. That's where the mokum, where the tail should reach. And if it doesn't reach there, that's a mum. So Mar says, Tony, we learned, Kofet Elyon, it's like the top, it's the top of the bone, but V'loi Kofet Tach, not the bottom of the bone. Okshenegde Begomel Nikra, by camel, these things, there's things sticking out there that you can tell clearly by camel, what's the top one, where the top one is. So Rashi learns, Kofet means Keshra, the top socket, Hainwak Vosay Mokem Chibur HaShoik V'Yerech. That's where the thigh comes together with the knee-like. For Leikop, not the bottom part of it, that's the middle, by Behema, there are three bones there. So with the middle bone, its top connection, that's where the tail has to reach. If it doesn't reach its top connection, that's called a mum. And by a camel, it's mamash nikla there, there's things sticking out there by the camel, exactly where that bone, where that connection is. Now the Mishnah says, Al Eilu Mumin, all these mumin we learned so far, is a shirchten es apchor, that if the animal is a bechor, you let it shecht it. Now it's called a good mum. Or psuli hamagadoshim niftim aleim. Or then it was a regular korban, and now because of these mumim, you let it be paid to them. So up until now, we're talking about good mums. Now the Gemara says, "Hasu lomle, what do I need this mishnah for? Pshita, hotanu l'reish. We learned already. Alelu mumim shechten es bechor. For these mumim we're going to learn, you let it shecht the bechor. So what's the chiddush of our mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Say fitzrach." For the Mono Hananif Shita, it's also simple. Hananif Shita. Mishchat Shartinon, Mifrit Miboy, like Madachan Abachor, you light a shechter, it's called a good mum. Pshita, another kotchim, you could just be poiderit. Elarathi Idi, Idi the Tani Shalosha. Hoysif, since we learned before that Ina added on three extra mums. And Vyomul Loy Loy Shaman, the Chum Sabak, we don't agree with you on those three. So as Elu, Oketoni, V'yosei Dichidoi, because Sosom Lo Bekuli, that Aleilu Mum, Mishachnas Abchor, Psula Madoshim, Niftim Aleim. In the last two Mishnahs, we had other type of mums. Like I said before, Rechina Ben Atignusayim there, as Sheyabelis Bien, it's also called a mum. So our Mishnah means to include all these last Mishnahs here, even after that we had the Ila before. These last Mishnahs also, the mum here are good mumim, that you could shech the Bechor on them, and if Sula Magdashim is also, it could be poita. Now the Mishnah says though, but the Elu, these are new types of mums, Shein Shechsan Alayim, Loi Ba Mikdish Loi Ba Medina. These mum we learn, you can't bring it for Korban, it passes the Korban not to be makrivit. But if it's a Bechor, for Loi Ba Medina, it's not enough of a mum to say, he geshech the Bechutz. It's not a good mum, it's just only a mum that passes it for the Korban, you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. What are these things? Chabra, if you have white spots in the eye, the Yamayim of the eye was tearing a lot. Shein Kavuim, it's not permanent, like it didn't last 80 days, or it took its medicine, and you didn't test it out with the medicine yet. If it's not Kavua, then it only passes for Korban, but not Bachutz. The Chutin HaPnimiyah Shenifkamu. The Chut must inside the gums, the Pnim is the inside of it, Shenifkamu. Before we had it has to be shenekru. It was uprooted completely. That made it a mum. But over here it was just a pagam, just a part missing of it. So you can't shecht it bachutz, but you can't bring it for carbon either. That's called chutim timo shenifku. Avo loy shenekru was not uprooted. If it wasn't uprooted, so it's not a good mum for bechor to shecht on. O bal gorev, if it has a scab on it on the animal. O bal yabelet, there's a growth there. O bal chazot, as we'll see, this type of a shchin. Your boils, zokin, an older animal, v'cholu, the animal is sick, or mezuam, it starts to rot away, it's rotting already, smasriach, Rashi says, reals v'shenevdu by avera, if an avera was done with the animal, Rashi says, shenirva, the animal lived with a man, so the animal is possible for korban, reals v'shehemis odom al pi edechod, or if this animal killed a person, and there was only an edechod there, because if there were two edim, so then we killed the shor. Of course you can't bring him for korban. There's only one edechod, you don't kill him, but still you can't bring the animal for korban. Or you'll be by them, or else if the owner admits that either he lived with the animal, or else that the animal or killed somebody, so the same thing, moedib kanasas potalike, so we don't kill the shor, but I call upon him, it's not fit to be brought for korban. The tumtim, the yadrugnis, an animal, it's a tumtim, has, we can't tell whether it's a zoch or a keva. The yadrugnis means it has both simonim. So these things, loy ba migdash, you can't bring it for korban on the base of migdash, but loy ba medina, it's not a big enough mum to say that you shecht it outside of it's a bechor. Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shmuel says, oimer, ein lecho mum godol mizehi ozno ben adrugnis, where this bechor has both simonim of zocharin and the keva, so he learns that really it has a lochar of a zochar on it. But it has a mum, it's mokum and the keva, it's like a mum there. So that's called a mum. So if it's a bechor, you could shecht it now. The chomer say no, ain't a bechor, elo, nigos v'nevo. The chomer say no, like it's not a bechor. It's in a tumtum and a drugness, since it's a, like they learn, it's a new berry, it's a new creature by itself. The Rashi says the berry of Nehas is like a new creature. And therefore it's not a bechor, it's not called a regular zocher. And therefore it has no kedushas bechor at all, and therefore it's even benigzas v'nevo. You let a share off the wool, it could even work with it. The Chumash say, Bechlal, there's not a Bechor. And if Shmuel holds no, it is a Bechor, just that it has the mum with it. And if Pashat Tanakam holds no, it's a suffix, what it is. Now the Gemara says, for Geref, these scabs, loy, it's not called a good mum, I have Voksiv, it says in the Posek, Geref, Voksiv, Geref, be rice, it says Geref is a mum. That's a mum gomer. The Chazoz is loy again, Chazoz is a shchin, is not a mum. Voksiv is a filly, Yalefes b'raisa. It says Yalefes, but Tanya we learned, Gerev zehacheres. Gerev means if the shchin, the boil is hard, like a piece of earthly clay. Yalefes, zuchazozes hamitzris. That's a shchin that was came in Mitzrayim. So kids of the Torah says these type of moment. So how could our Mishnah say you can't shecht with them? The Yom Rishloka says, Lo monikra shmo Yalefes. Why do we call it Yalefes? Shemalafafois for Aleches Adjem Hamisa. It like grabs hold you, becomes Rosh Dovah, it becomes attached to you, and it stays in with you until you die. So the Torah says these mumim, it should be mutter to shecht with them. Somewhere it says, Bishleim Echazozes Achazozes, That's what he's asking us to do, that the boils, that our Mishnah says you can't shecht, and the Torah said it's a mum lekasha. I'll tell you, kan bechazozes hamitzvus. One is talking about the chazozes, the shchin that came with Mitzrayim, and kan bechazozes liyalma. You know what's time regular boils. So Rashi says the Mitzrayim haynu hay beklolus l'gera v'choras yovish befnim lak v'chutz chiv and the yovish befnim le mystery. Therefore, the pasuk is talking about was dried inside. That won't heal anymore. That's called the good mum. But the Mishnah is talking about where it's wet, bifnim, and in and outside. Therefore, that's not such a big mum, or that you cannot check the bechor. It's only you can't bring a korban with this. The Mishnah says, though, elo though, gerav a gerav kasha, to see when gerav on a scab. The Mishnah says, gerav a gerav namil kasha, ho belach, ho beyovish. Also, it depends if it's dry or if it's still wet. Lach, it's if this type of a boil is still wet, it'll heal up, and that's our Mishnah. Therefore, it's not a mum to shechton, just can't bring it for korban. Yovish was dried up completely ready, then let me see, then it won't heal up anymore, and therefore that's what the Torah's talking about, that makes it into a mum you can shechton. Fetu more of a lach, missi, if it's only wet, it can still heal up. I have said, the Pasuk says, Yakacho Hashem b'shchin Mitzrayim, so Hashem will hit you with the shchin that he put in Mitzrayim. Now, umi d'chsistis, the Pasuk says, uvachoris, so that's a hard one, a dried one. Harei Gerif Lach comes out when the Pasuk says Gerif and Chorus, that Gerif means it's Lach, it's wet. And still the Torah calls it a Mum. So see, even a wet one is also called a Mum. Har Gerif Lach, Omar. Or come when the Pasuk says, Asher Lesucho Lirofa, he won't be able to heal up from this. So there's still a theory about Gerif and Gerif. So Mara says, Elo Tlos Evi. So there are three types of Gerifs. Tikro Yovish. When the Pasuk in the Chumash says that it's a mum, that's where it's dried inside and outside. The Masnisan our Mishnah here, lach mi bifnim, mi vachutz mi bifnim. Our Mishnah is talking about where it's wet, dry, it's wet both inside and outside. So that will heal up. That's not called a mum to shechton. It's just you can't bring it out for carbon. But the Mitzrayim, the Shechin that came in Mitzrayim, Yavish Mifnim, was dried inside, for Lachmi Bechus, was wet outside. The Pasuk says, V'hi Shechin Parachas Avuhas B'yodam, that Mashma, inside it was dry, just outside it was still wet. So that the Torah also says, it can't heal up. And Echanami, but now Mishnah, we're talking about what's Lach, inside and outside, that could heal up, therefore it's not a Mum to Shechton. Now the Mishnah says, V'hazok, if the animal is old, V'yachor l'oret sick, the Amazum, it starts to run away. Minan and Mili can't bring these for Korvin. The Tanah Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Min ha-tzoyin u-minak sovim. Or min u-izim. So Idash and Iski could bring for Korvin. Prat le-zokin u-luchel u-mzuham. You can't bring an older animal, but a zokin too old, a sick one, or one that's starting to rot away. U-tzrich, I need all these three diukim. Dikos rachmon u-lamute zokin, just an older one, to lehod the bori, can't become healthy anymore, it can't become young anymore. Al-vuchel, an animal that's sick, to the bori, could become healthy again. Maybe could be brought for carbon. Because of Lemutech, we just had a post that we might chayle a sick one, it's not normal to become sick. That's why it's not fit for carbon. Al was zokin where it grew older, Taina Urch, it's normal to grow older, maybe that you could bring for carbon. Because Rachmona Trey, these two, Lemute Hane, Dikhishi, these both are weak. They're old and they're sick. Alva Mezuem, we're just starting to smell, to rot away like the Lekoch, it's not weak yet. Maloy, maybe that's kosher for korban. Kamashman, even that's possible. Now, vinami lamutim is a watch just without a possible to mind one that smells away. Mishum demoyis, it's disgusting. That's why it's no good for korban. Avalhani, a sick one or an old one, deloy misi, they're not disgusting. Maloy, maybe they could be brought for korban. Tzricha, that's one of three miyutim that all three is possible to be brought for korban. Then it says, vishenev de boyavero, if nevero was done. Minoanim, how do we know this is possible for korban? Asan rabbanin, minavehem aloytzi roiva v'nirva, an animal that lived with a man and with a lady, that's possible for korban. Minhabok aloytzi es anevad, if it was worshipped for avodah zarah, it's also. Minatzan aloytzi es amuksi, we just set it aside to be worshipped for avodah zarah. Minatzan aloytzi es anoygach, if it killed a person. Hani for the gemara kashya last two, hani b'nei kotlaninu, if it killed somebody, worshipped, if it's chayiv misa. It means rather al piyadechad al piyabaylam. The case is only one edechad, so we would kill it. or else the bainan, the owner, admits, again, we don't kill the animal because of doris badin, we can't kill it because of a moidi b'knas, but a korban is part of a korban. Now, bishleima tumtum, where it has this simonima covered up, the migdishloi, you can't bring it for korban because dum in the kevi. Maybe it's in the kevi, and it's sad, you want to say it's a bechor, so you want to be makri for korban, that no, maybe it's in the kevi, it has no kedusha. Or if you makdish the animal, the teras zachor, you can't bring it, because maybe really it's in the cave, it's good. But the Medina, on the side is the firstborn, why can't you shecht the tachutz? The Medina loy, what are you afraid? Dum zacharu, that maybe it's a zachor. For less by mumus, that's good. By a tumtum, it's good. By a tumtum means we don't know what it is, so we can't shecht the tachutz, because maybe it's really a zachor, so it has a lach of a bechor, and it doesn't have a mum, you can't shecht it. Elan Drugnit, that has both Simon and Mazocher and the Kevon, so Bishlema b'migdish lo, you can't shecht on the base of Migdish, don't want a Kevi, maybe it's in the Keva. So you a Magdish for a Zocher, for Bechor, you can't shecht it. Ela b'medina, but outside, why not? Nehi nami, the Zocher, even if you want to say it has Loch of a Zocher, but Tasa and the Keva's Charitz, it's Mokam on the Keva's to hold there, that should be like a Charitz, like a split on the body, and that should be a Mum. The Yishchot Eloi should be able to shecht it. Some other shecht he could shecht it. If it's a din of the keva, it has no kedushas bechor. If it's a din of a zachor, it has no mum with it. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Omekor, the Pesuk says, Oy chorutz, oy shavur, if it's cracked or if it's broken. So chorutz is dumi de shavur. Ma shavur b'mokametz, like shavur means a broken bone. Av chorutz b'mokametz, it means where it's a split there, b'mokem a bone, where it's tough, hard meat. Not the mokam the nekevus, where it's soft meat, where it's only regular basa. So therefore, the nekevus would not make it a mum. Even if it has a loch of a zachor, the mokam nekevus, they would not make it for mum. Rav Amarav says, beloy shavur, without the din of shavur, nami lemasam. Also, you can't tell me that the mokam nekevus would make it into a mum. Why? Because charutz the mokam basar heavy mumma. And you can't tell me anywhere in Svara that stama charutz, a hole, and stama in the meat will make it into a mum. Because these saga that you can tell me and think, heavy mumma just on a split in the meat, is called a mum, kivun the yoma gorif. Since the pasuk says gorif, we had zel chorus. That means like the boil is hard, very hard, like an earthquake. So, mechras chorus akasiv, cheris, mechras chorus. You should know that since it's hard, it also like makes a scratch in the body. The pasuk says, umareyo by the negoyim, omuk menor, looks deeper in them the skin. Kamara chama hamuka, like deep sun. Minatzel, just like the sun is more deeper than the shade. If so, the gerif itself, this type of a mum, also looks like a charut, like there's an indention there. If so, v'lichterachmona charutz leibor gerif. If charutz just means an indention in the meat, any place in the basar, makes it for mum, so a third didn't have to say the word gerif, because that boils also makes like an indention in the meat. V'yamin, I would say, charutz the leimoyus, madrich a charutz here. That's not disgusting. Heavy mum, so gorif, where it's the cause of a nega, of a shchin, the mois looks disgusting, like kosh isn't for sure it's a mum, is kosh rachamon a gorif. Why is it hard to write the word gorif? Lameyum to teach us that the charutz b'mokim bosle heavy mumma, that if there's only an indention, a scratch like, just in the meat itself, that does not make it for mum. Therefore, gorif, without a special posse, would not be a mum. It's only like the meat itself looks deeper down. Therefore, it's good that charutz means b'mokam the etzem, the bone. Therefore, that makes it for a mum. But over here, this andrugnis that has both simonim, zachor and nekeva, even if you tell me that look like a zachor, it's not called the mum, it's mokam nekevas. That's only a charutz b'mokam bosor, that does not make it for a mum. Now it says, Rabbi Shmuel Leima, ein lecho mum godum izeh. No, he held yes that this mokam nekevas is a mum. The Gemara says, Kabayin lo yomer. He doesn't know like Abayin said before that you have to have it only in the bone. Charutz domi de shovel ermin. He doesn't say that the charutz has to be like a broken thing. No, a broken bone type is a broken bone. But charutz, Rabbi Shmuel holds, as long as there's a split in the bus, or even the mokam erva of the keva, that makes it from And Karov anamila, he doesn't know from Rav is deek about Gorov. Oma, he said, Karov anamila yomer. Dilma heche de le min karov. That's something we can't tell, you can't recognize it. Aval hechad de minkaro mum ra karinim bay. Lash is dil manamid akinim de charutz b'mokim basa. Heavy mumma, that's only hechad de la nikka, we can't tell it. And so Nihekha the Loy Minkura Kharitz, we can see the Kharitz Kokach, can a cave of Shabim like the cave of Behema. But over here where you can mamas see it, he holds that's called the Mum Rakarinabay. That's called the good Mum. Therefore he holds the Makam Nikavus is called a Mum on this Zachar, and therefore this Andrugnus he holds is called like a Bechor with a Mum, and therefore he could even shecht on it. Another one says, boy, Rav has a shower like this. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's talking about Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel? That he says, this Andrugnus, you have this Bechor that has both Simonim, a Zachar and a Nikavu, so he holds he could shecht on it. What's the Pshat? Is Mifshat Chitlev of a sure for him that Andrugnus Bechorhu? That really this Andrugnis, since it has Simonim Zohar, it's called a Zohar. I wanted to say Keshecht on it, because a Mumu Imai, just since it also has a hole there for Samakam Nekevus, that's like a hold Mum with it, therefore you Keshecht with it. We'll soon see the difference. I do maybe know, maybe Svukim and Sakhman, maybe Rishon has a doubt altogether, whether it's called the Bechor or Zohar or not. And the Yim Tim Slamikon, just mean to say if, meaning like this. Im Tim Slamit, you're going to tell me, Bechoru that has loch of a zocher is called the bechor. Then true, hare muma ima yishno, the mum is there. It's called the mum. But he also has a doubt to say maybe it's not called the zocher. Maybe it's only called the nekeva, and then it wouldn't have the richest bechor altogether. So Mora says bechoru. What's the difference over here? All right, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side.